Bonzo was in the middle of a computer game, and he was obviously the kind of person who thought of anything unexpected as an affront to his dignity. That meant that for Bean to accomplish what he wanted, he could not approach Bonzo in a cringing way, like the suck-ups who surrounded him as he played, commending him even for his stupid mistakes in gameplay. Instead, Bean pushed close enough to see when Bonzo's on-screen character died. Again. Señor Madrid, ¿puedo hablar con Bosco? The Spanish came to mind easily enough. He had listened to Pablo de Noches talk to fellow immigrants in Rotterdam who visited his apartment, and on the telephone to family members back in Valencia. And using Bonzo's native language had the desired effect. He didn't ignore Bean. He turned and glared at him. What do you want, Bichinho? Brazilian slang was common in battle school, and Bonzo apparently felt no need to assert the purity of his Spanish. Bean looked him in the eye, even though he was about twice Bean's height, and said, People keep saying that I remind them of Ender Wiggin, and you're the only person around here who doesn't seem to worship him. I want to know the truth. The way the other kids fell silent told Bean that he had judged aright. It was dangerous to ask Bonzo about Ender Wiggin. Dangerous, but that's why Bean had phrased his request so carefully. Damn right I don't worship the fart-eating, insubordinate traitor, but why should I tell you about him? Because you won't lie to me, said Bean, though he actually thought it was obvious Bonzo would probably lie outrageously in order to make himself look like the hero of what was obviously a story of his own humiliation at Ender's hands. And if people are going to keep comparing me to the guy, I've got to know what he really is. I don't want to get iced because I do it all wrong here. You don't owe me nothing. But when you're small like me, you gots to have somebody who can tell you the stuff you gots to know to survive. Bean wasn't quite sure of the slang here yet, but what he knew, he used. One of the other kids chimed in as if Bean had written him a script and he was right on cue. Get lost, Launchy. Bonzo Madrid doesn't have time to change diapers. Bean rounded on him and said fiercely, I can't ask the teachers. They don't tell the truth. If Bonzo don't talk to me, who I ask then? You? You don't know zits from zeros. It was pure sergeant, that spiel, and it worked. Everybody laughed at the kid who had tried to brush him off, and Bonzo joined in, then put a hand on Bean's shoulder. I'll tell you what I know, kid. It's about time somebody wanted to hear the truth about that walking rectum. To the kid that Bean had just fronted, Bonzo said, Maybe you better finish my game. It's the only way you'll ever get to play at that level. Bean could hardly believe a commander would say such a pointlessly offensive thing to one of his own subordinates. But the boy swallowed his anger and grinned and nodded and said, That's right, Bonzo. And turned to the game, as instructed. A real suck-up. By chance, Bonzo led him to stand right in front of the wall vent where Bean had been stuck only a few hours before. Bean gave it no more than a glance. Let me tell you about Ender. He's all about beating the other guy. Not just winning. He has to beat the other guy into the ground or he isn't happy. No rules for him. You give him a plain order, and he acts like he's going to obey it. But if he sees a way to make himself look good, and all he has to do is disobey the order, well, all I can say is, I pity whoever has him in his army. He used to be Salamander? Bonzo's face reddened. He wore a uniform with our colors. His name was on my roster, but he was never Salamander. The minute I saw him, I knew he was trouble. That cocky look on his face, like he thinks the whole battle school was made just to give him a place to strut. I wasn't having it. I put in to transfer him the second he showed up, and I refused to let him practice with us. I knew he'd learn our whole system and then take it to some other army and use what he learned from me to stick it to my army as fast as he could. I'm not stupid. In Bean's experience, that was a sentence never uttered except to prove its own inaccuracy. So he didn't follow orders. It's more than that. He goes crying like a baby to the teachers about how I don't let him practice, even though they know I've put in to transfer him out. But he whines, and they let him go into the battle room during free time and practice alone. Only he starts getting kids from his launch group, and then kids from other armies, and they go in there as if he was their commander, doing what he tells them. That really pissed off a lot of us. And the teachers always give that little suck-up whatever he wants, so when we commanders demanded that they bar our soldiers from practicing with him, they just said, free time is free. But everything is part of the game, sabe? Everything. So they're letting him cheat, and every lousy soldier and sneaky little bastard goes to Ender for those free time practices, so every army system is compromised, sabe? You plan your strategy for a game, and you never know if your plans aren't being told to a soldier in the enemy army the second they come out of your mouth, sabe? Sabe, sabe, sabe. Bean wanted to shout back at him, si, yo sé. But you couldn't show impatience with Bonzo. Besides, this was all fascinating. Bean was getting a pretty good picture of how this army game shaped the life of battle school. It gave the teachers a chance to see how the kids not only handled command, but also how they responded to incompetent commanders like Bonzo. Apparently he had decided to make Ender the goat of his army, only Ender refused to take it. This Ender Wiggin was the kind of kid who got it, that the teachers ran everything and used them by getting that practice room. He didn't ask them to get Bonzo to stop picking on him, he asked them for an alternate way to train himself. Smart. The teachers had to love that, and Bonzo couldn't do a thing about it. Or could he?